agenda. Okay, no problem.
Members now are waiting for Honorable Matilda to come and speak for this year now. So, let me take this opportunity to welcome my Honorable members and also the department from Water Affairs. I think it's a long time one to see with this department, but it's so unfortunate that we couldn't meet the department since August. We are looking for the department, but maybe they want to tell us the problem, why they don't come to us. Maybe they don't want to talk to us as a select committee. Since August, we have been looking for trying to organize meeting with the department, but it was in vain. We couldn't meet. But I think when the department responds, the DC or the director will tell us why he could not want to sit with us. Another thing is about the document, Honorable Members. I think others received the document today or yesterday. We couldn't get it to receive the document early. I don't know, when did you receive, Honorable West?
Chair, I don't really know. I got mine given now at the meeting as a candidate.
Yes, I think everybody, because on Monday is a constituency day, so no voting. So we received the documents. Now, we couldn't read the documents. But I think what we are going to do, we must listen to the department, and then we must ask questions. But the responses, the department must give us the responses, written responses to us. Because we didn't read these documents, but we're going to ask some questions from them. We didn't interrogate the document seriously. So we received that now. So, but we're going to ask the questions, but we want a written submission from your side, at least. In those ways, I'm just welcoming everybody in this house. We are going to introduce ourselves. We've got also some apologies. Honorable members, we've got three apologies. Mabe, Mukobi, and Gunda. I don't know what happened to DBA from COP. No, Honorable Ntwanambi is in Geneva. She's not here. Let me introduce myself. I'm Daphne Kukani, from the Eastern Cape. I'm the Chairperson of the Land and Environmental Affairs. I will go straight to my members, starting from you, Honorable Mashini. Honorable member.
Lemias Mashide, a member of this committee coming from the biggest party in the country, ANC.
I am Kauta Mokoro, coming from the Northern Cape, representing the ANC. Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Charles De Beer. I'm a member of this committee, and I'm also from the Northern Cape, and I'm from the ANC.
Daryl Worth, I'm from the Free State. I'm from the province of the best rugby team, and I'm a member of the DA, thank you.
Let me introduce my people that surround me, starting from you.
Asker Bauer, the committee secretary, thank you.
Deshni Pule, the content advisor. Good morning, everybody. I'm Matilda, and I'm the executive secretary to the chairperson. Morning, everyone. Beauty Dunn, committee assistant.
Starting from you, lady. Yes.
Chanel September, eyewitness news.
Uh, Richard Davis, I'm a journalist with SAPA.
My name is Sputnik Ratau. I'm the MLO for the minister.
At the back. Why are you not sitting here?
My name is Hamish Aris. I'm the political support officer for the Wotri of this committee. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ismail Hussain from the parliamentary monitoring group.
You must come to the mic. You must register yourself on the mic. To the mic. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Is there anyone? Yes. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. I think now I'm going to hand over to the department to introduce themselves.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Alfred Miller. I'm the Chief Director for Water Service in the Department of Water Affairs.
My name is Kellen Lumpy from Department of Environmental Affairs.
Good morning. My name is Obed Baloy. I am an Acting Chief Director for Pollution and Waste Management at the Department of Environmental Affairs.
Good morning. My name is Hassa Mudoy. I'm the Chief Director for Infrastructure Operations at the Department of Water Affairs.
Thank you. Thank you very much. At least everybody knows each other now. At least we're not talking to the strangers, we're talking to the people now. You know. I don't know, Honorable Members, whether you agree with me when I say that at least the department must present, and then we must ask questions, but the responses must give us as in as we can call. I don't know whether we agree on that, because we didn't read these documents properly. We just received these documents today. Honorable Mkhoro?
Thank you, Chair. I hear your suggestion, Chair, that the responses must be given in writing. My question is, do you mean now or at a later stage? That is in writing.
Okay. Are you comfortable, Honorable Dibir?
Yes. Yes, I just want to inquire. The officials from the department, are they the experts on their specific fields in that department?
Okay. Are you comfortable, Honorable West?
Yes, Chair. Thanks.
Okay. So I wanted to ask from the department, there's no DG or DG for the Water Affairs, so what is it? Chief Director, yes. Chief Director, okay. Deputy Director, no? For the Water Affairs? DDG? Only? It's DDG only, ne? Water Affairs, yeah. Okay. I think as I've alluded to you that we have been as Chief Director, that we have been asking for the department since August. We have wrote some submission to ask the department to come and brief us with some certain issues or whatever, but we didn't receive any responses from the department. I don't know whether, at least if you can get this explanation first, and then after that we'll hand over to you to brief us. But at least some explanation, even the documents we have been struggling to get the documents from the department. I felt that even there's no leadership, there's no DGG whatsoever, but we have been struggling for a lot since August, starting to ask the department to come and brief us. Even the committee secretary will agree with me, there's some letters written to the department, but there's nothing. So just explain what's happened. What is the problem? Why don't you come to us to brief us? I am from August up to now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Chairperson, I'm in a bit in a difficult position. What I can say is a policy in our department that we treat parliamentary matters with great respect and urgency. So if we get the invite, we're coming. And as far as I know, this is an invite we got, and we're coming, me and this team. I'm not aware of previous invitation. I'll have to go back to the department and see what happened to the previous invitation. I can't respond on those. This is the only invitation this team has been involved in, and I apologize for that. I also apologize if the documents have been distributed late, but we are willing here to present and discuss the topic.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. If I'm not mistaken, I think the gentleman here introduced himself as an acting DG, chief director of what? And the gentleman beside, chief director as well, yeah, of water affairs.
Yes, of infrastructure operations.
Okay. So there's actually no serious leader here that you can put questions to. I mean, if you're the chief director, you report to somebody. It depends whether he's in love with you to give you the necessary information or he's not, you see. But really, we don't expect much from you. That is why I think, Chair, through you, Honorable Member Charles Dibia asked, is the what was your question? Are they expert? Are they expert? Yeah. So, the exercise.
Okay, thank you, Honorable. I think Mr. Mala, the Chief Director, I think you are going to get it given the those letters. I think the Secretary must send the letters to you. At least to see about our invites to the department, and then we'll take it from there. Honorable Mashis?
Yeah, Chairperson, it looks like we are sitting in a very difficult position because it looks like all of them are just chief directors. And the question is who actually takes responsibility of the department among them, all of them, today. And it is a little bit very problematic because the chief director, Mellon, has already indicated that he cannot speak on behalf of the department on certain matters. Now, it becomes a little bit problematic then for who leads this delegation, who will be speaking on behalf of the department, except those that are speaking on sectoral matters within the department. And how then will be sure that what relates to the department will actually find expression in the department? I think that's the kind of problem that we are sitting with, and I'm actually a little bit reluctant to continue with this meeting without a DDG or a DG leading this particular department, because at the end of the day, whatever is presented, the aim is that we will have to advise how we see things and how we would like to see things happening. But then if you have people leading sections of the department, and how do you get it across to the whole department if it's a matter that needs the DG to implement? I think that's the problem that I find myself in. Unless if maybe I can be assisted to clarify that there will be one among themselves that acts, that's acting as a DDG or a DG today.
I'll give Honorable Mukoro, and then after that I'll give Honorable DP, and then I'll give the department. Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Chair, I think whatever we do these days, we've got to be serious, even ourselves as a committee.
Mm.
We've got to be serious that what we do, the product thereof, will be beneficiary to the country, to the department itself. I'm inclined to agree with Honorable Mashile that there would be necessarily an attitude of reluctance of continuing this meeting in the absence of the people that tomorrow we can say you were there and you were accountable. Here we are speaking to juniors whom to me we cannot attach that type of responsibility to them. And if you look at what is going on, you find it a general laxity that we have been receiving from departments all along throughout our interaction with various departments. There is a general laxity. People are just doing things for the sake of doing them. But you don't see motivation, you don't see enthusiasm. You see people who are just coming, okay, I'm going to report whatever I report, and it will end up there. So, in the absence of Honorable Mashile's suggestion to adjourn the meeting until we get the proper representation, I will then ask the chair to adjourn this meeting until we get the proper representation from the department. Thank you.
Honorable
Tibir. Chairperson, I want to describe an example to you that our committee on select committee on finance had when we called in the Department of Energy for a specific reason, and we sent them back twice because the head of the department didn't appear before the committee. Question one is then a written apology for the head of this department. And what is the apology about? And secondly, when a committee appears, a department appears before the committee, the head of that department will be present, even the minister. Because the minister with the department is accountable to the committee in terms of Section 69 of the Constitution, and is there to read. So we would like to get clarity on that, please.
Okay, thank you. I think it's I must hand over to the department at least to let them take my decision. Yes.
Thanks for those comments. Can I just say there were two questions asked, and I think it's for this committee to decide whether it's a question of rank or a question of expertise. From director and upwards is regarded as senior management officials. Myself and Lahasa, being at the chief director level, we sit in the exco with the minister in the department. We are regarded ourselves as very senior officials. We are experts in this topic they want to present on. They may become DDGs, but they will not have the expertise on this specific topic than the two of us here. So the department, in its best intentions, allocated the two best equipped for this specific topic, best expert and also at the senior enough level. But the question of rank is for you, Chair, to decide. I can just mention our acting DGs today in Khayelitsha with the designated of the President to report back on issues raised by Parliament. The other Chief Deputy Director General is also elsewhere occupied. The Chief Financial Officer is also here in Parliament reporting to the Portfolio Committee. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Do you want to say something? I'm going to close this.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I think I want to take the same route with Helgat, that we come from it's two departments. We have two heads, and to respond to the question of expertise, you don't get them any better than us.
Mm-hmm.
We are here obviously because we know what we're going to be talking about, and we have been involved in the issues with regards to, and you had requested as well initially that if we engage, if we present and then you have questions, we would have to submit written submissions. that was not going to be signed from any other level, but from a director general's level. So when we interact specifically with the select committee, all the correspondence will be coming from the director general as well.
Okay. Honorable, this is the last round for you now. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I just want to note here that we as committees in this parliament have been consistent in demanding to get the presence of the highest person who is in charge of the department. I hear what the gentleman says here, that it is not a question of rank, it is a question of expertise. I may fully agree with him, but the expertise that must come from him, we must attach it to whoever, which I think is the DG or the minister, who will be responsible for the department, for giving proper accountability. The DG may just delegate and say, you are my expert in my section, come and give the, but he must be present. That is what we are looking for. And I think we have been consistent in dealing with this committee, with this department, that we want the person who in the final analysis, we can attach responsibility to him. Thank you, Chair. And this is my last comment.
Chair, I think the point that I wanted to raise has been covered, and all what we're saying is the leadership of the delegation from the department. It needs to be headed by the most senior, and it's not a problem that whoever is the HOD bring the what you call the right hand man or whatever expert, you know, but the presentation will be coming from the HOD and then delegate some to respond to specific sections. But currently now, that's the situation that we are in. We don't have an HOD. So we're just simply going to start directly from a chief director, which is an expert. And my first problem, like as I've raised it already, is that when we have deliberated and there are suggestions that we are putting, who takes them back to the department? Not to the section of waterworks and what, or environmental what. That's, no, I'm not talking about that. Back to the department. And then that's the problem that we will be sitting, because those that are here, they will be taking them back to their directorate. But then we can't take for granted that when they've gone back to their directorate, they will find attention of the highest office. They're still going to beg, and then they may find a sitting and say, no, you agreed on wrong things down there. This can't happen. That's why you need the most senior person, even if doesn't talk or talk for 3 minutes. But as long as he's heading the delegation, and then the rest can talk on behalf of that particular person, is responsible for their respective directorate, it's not a problem. So that is the kind that we are sitting with the chairperson, and I don't know whether when we continue, whether we'll be doing justice to ourselves or whatever, I'm not sure. But if I were to make a firm proposal, was to really concur with the statement that Honorable Horan raised, to really adjourn this meeting and make sure that we have got the person that leads this delegation from the department, so that we are sure that we have got authority in what happens to the meeting. Thanks.
Okay. Let me give Honorable West, and then I'll give the turn, and then I'll take the decision. Honorable West.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, whatever happens here today, please, all I ask for is if we could then reconvene this meeting whenever, as soon as possible, because I've got lots of questions. I'm pouring in, especially from my province, sending all sorts of questions that they're looking for answers. We've got sewage spilling out into rivers and all over the show. Please, if we could, have this meeting as soon as possible then.
The department?
Thank you, Jefferson. I just wanted to highlight that in our case here, we have two departments. So we won't only be having one head of department. We have Department of Water Affairs and Environmental Affairs, which will need to come as members a request. So it's just two departments, not one.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Honorable members, I think I must clear with the honorable members. At least I understand what you're saying, because other departments come with the DG or the minister. So now we've got that problem, as the members saying. Now I'm just asking the people to the committee to say, let's allow this department to brief us, and then as the committee must write a letter to the minister. Another report is just indicating. No, honourable, let me not look at you because you're intimidating me now. No, honourable members, I'm just asking to you to say this because there are some presenters, they're preparing to do something for them, they're coming from afar. So I'm just thinking of about the time and the cost. So the expenditure and the time, and also here we don't have, you know, honorable, or we don't have time. Yes, I fully agree what you are saying about this situation, about it. They don't have the DG, they don't have what, but I'm fully agree about it. That's why I'm saying that let's allow them to brief us, and then we're going to ask the questions, and then we're going also to write a letter to the minister and also to the teachers, because it's so that they have maybe undermined our committee. I don't know what can I put, but I want to put on that way. So I'm just asking the committee to plea with me about that. And if you look, we're left only with 6 weeks to go. We don't have time. Honorable DPM, that you have to. What are you saying? Yes, honorable, because I see you. And honorable, I see you and your sisters a lot. Honorable, please, man. Because we don't have time.
Thank you, Chair. I'm just actually asking a question. Can I comment? Because
yes, sir, no,
the chair has already said that this is my last chance. No, my comment, Chair, I will still be insistent that we keep our consistency. I mean, we cannot apply this to this committee and the next committee we do something different.
Yes.
I think we are actually trying to educate the department to understand their responsibility, that this is no longer business as usual. It's a complete new scenario. They must understand this.
Yeah, no.
That if we could work as committee and every structure of this government, where the president is working and moving, we could find ourselves somewhere being able to bring this country to some realization. But if we are still going to say, in this committee we are going to act like this, and that committee we are going to act like that, I find a bit of a problem.
Okay,
thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you. This is the whip of the committee. So, I think, you know, Honorable Moses, are you in the same line? I understand, and also Honorable Tibel, that's the that you're on the same, all those three.
Yeah, Chairperson, at the end of the day, one is actually pondering. So sitting and listening to the presentation, then you ask questions.
Okay.
But what will be the objective? Because at the end of the day, we have got no correct messenger.
Okay.
to take the things back to where they're supposed to go. So we'll just simply be hearing for the sake of hearing. And we may not achieve what we want to achieve. Otherwise, if we just want to know what the department is doing about water work system, then we can, I mean, we have the document that we have received.
Yes.
But if they come as the correct delegation, is then that we'll be able to interact with them and get answers, and also the delegation take ownership of the debate that we'll be having. At the moment, we really don't have a person that will take the deliberations back to the respective departments, other than to directorate or sectoral within the department, and that is problem.
No, I'm fine. Is there anything, because I'm going to take this roundup now.
I don't know, Chairperson, if maybe, I'm not a director general, etc., but I would assure the members that we really are taking these committees very seriously, and whatever like that needs to be done will happen. We won't just be taking the message back. We will act and make sure that we do what is supposed to be done. Mm-hmm. So it's not, I'm trying to say, we are not just here to take the message and then go back and to our offices and then forget about what happened in here. We are sent by the Director General because she could not come, the acting Director General, and then the actions that need to be taken care of will be taken care of. So it won't be just maybe a presentation for the sake of a presentation.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you have listened to me carefully, even the Honourable Minister, I said earlier that this department didn't take us seriously. We wrote the letters since August to the department. We didn't receive any responses. You know, this is not... So it means that the department doesn't take us as a committee serious. That is point number one. As you see that the members are not happy. So I'm going to take this decision to send you gentlemen back and ask for somebody who's going to lead the delegation. You know, because now, as you see that there's nobody who's leading the delegation, so yeah, from the other departments, but there's no DG or whatever. For example, I'm talking, if we meet some other departments, we're sitting with the ministers, we're sitting with the DGs, this is the department, we want to see this debate since August. The committee secretary is going to finish you with the letters they're going to give them the letters. No responses from the department. So I want to know from the honorable members that is it possible that, or also from the department, that we can meet tomorrow? Honourable Dean? After? They're coming from Pretoria. Honourable? Because we want this. This is very important to us.
As far as when we can meet, I think we must take an added responsibility and said sometimes next week. Even if it's after hours, we have been sitting with committees here until 9 o'clock in the evening.
Okay.
Even if it's after hours, so that by the time we go on recess, we are not in arrears with what we're supposed to do. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, so it means that we are going to sit next week. We are going to research in our program and sit next week. No, for next week, yeah. For next week, at least, not for tomorrow, because it will be impossible to see tomorrow. At least for next week, and you must tell them about this. It is a disappointment of some sort, but we can't do otherwise, you know. But no, the committee secretary will email you from today. He's going to check the program because we're going to research the other meetings and put you in place. Is there anything, honorable member? Honorable West, are you comfortable? Say this early next week. Because when I look at this document, it's so important. It's very important. We want you to listen to this presentation, and we want this presentation before the end of this term. Is there anything? So, honorable members, we have got some other items. I think I must release the department and we'll get all the information. And we're going to email to you. Are you going to give him now the letters to the DC, or are you going to email to him? Oh, okay, please do that, because it seems as if they don't know about this, our invite. You don't know about our invite. But you must get it, and then you will check from the PLO. Okay, let's wait for the development to go, and then we're going to start our business. Thank you. I will try to do it again, but there's no way. Thank you very much. But don't be disappointed, man. But you must get to those letters. And then you must follow up for those letters, because we didn't get any responses. Please make that follow up. Okay, all right. My members are very strong. Mukhoro, when I said no. Honorable members, let's sit. Yes, honorable.
Just some advice to the committee secretary. When they send off the email or the fax to the head of the department, then they phone them and ask them, did you receive my fax? Do you understand the content of my fax? And diarize the date. For the HOD must diarize the date. They do it over the phone. That's why I also learned my lesson here. To lead them up, to tie them up. Otherwise, you're going to battle. I'm telling you, we battle from our committee.
What battle?
We battle, And they are listening. Surely they are listening. Listening.
Well, it was about 4 sets of minutes, starting from the first, Destiny and Honorable Horo, who was starting now, was about 4 sets of minutes. Starting from the 1st of October, or September, sorry. Everybody got a minute? Yeah, we must look at page number 1. 1st of September. Do you have another version? You don't have it?
I'm reading
the copy of the... Are you fine? Everybody's fine? Page 1, for the minutes of the 1st of September. The name and the apologies. Page 2, is it this? Yes, Honorable West?
Actually, it's something very small. Under summary of proceedings, item 7. Members wanted to familiarize themselves with the information presented to the committee in order to conduct oversight over the department. It was therefore proposed that the meeting, I suggest the word be reconvened the next day. The word be, be reconvened the next day. This says that meeting reconvened the next day. Be reconvened. That's all. Thanks.
Okay. Is there any more, huh? Honorable West, move. Honorable Masira, second. Thank you very much. With the corrections, adoption with corrections. For the minutes of the 2nd of September, page 1. Yes, another question?
On the list of members present, I'm not appearing on either those that attended or those that have apologized. And
on the 2nd?
I think, yes, on the 7th of September, that all the meetings that I did not attend.
Did you wrote any apologies?
Yes, my secretary did that thing. So maybe she just check.
Okay. Okay. So, the COVID center will check on that. Page 2. Yes,
thank you, Chair. I don't know if it may be
the way I read, or there is some mistake here, the page 2, first paragraph, right on the top, the first sentence, received a briefing by the Department of Agriculture. I think there's some
yes.
some confusion there.
Okay, yes. No.
If it can just be rectified, Chair. Thank you.
Page 3. Page 5. Last one, page 6. Any more, huh? Yeah, we're not there. Only two. Honorable West?
Yeah, only.
So, automatic service. Thank you. For the minutes of the 13th of October. Still no apology for you, Honorable Mercedes CM. Yes. 15th September, yes. I'm on the 13th now. Oh, 15 September. Page 1. Oh, that's a change, isn't it? Okay. Page 2. Any more? Yes.
I was saying, Chair, it looks like when I looked through, I could not see the names of those two people that were nominated. I think there were nominations that were available in that meeting. And completely looks like I'm not finding those names on the what I just raised.
Yeah. They didn't give us the names on that thing. They said that we must put all the nominations in. Don't you remember? We took all the nominations and were 4-2. They didn't give the names. They said that we must took all the nominations and take it to the minister, if you remember.
Yeah, sir, maybe I will agree, but I think there was two nominations and recommendations that were handed out in that particular meeting.
Yes.
If it was not for two candidates only or whatever. Yes. I don't know, but I think when I said in there that I received this copy, as a member. I'm not sure whether maybe I received it by mistake.
Okay.
Honourable members, with regard to that meeting, we received two nominations, which was circulated to members. Number one of those nominations was later, from what we understand, withdrawn. When it went to the meeting, there was a whole confusion with regards to the nomination, because couldn't the chairperson of the portfolio committee, the nominations submitted at the meeting were the ones they were looking at, which is why, Honorable Mashile, if you recall, you then still said this is more of a post office situation, where we are receiving the nominations and then forwarding on to the office of the minister. And you made more reference to the further involvement of the committee in this whole process. But they did not read the names out of the nominees. They were just said that these nominations will be forwarded to the minister's office, which is why yourself and other members referred to the whole process as the committee being a post office stop.
Okay, so yeah, what I know, there was a problem with the list of others. They said that they have got only two names, others said five. So there was a problem of the names on that day. So the chairperson of the portfolio committee said that we must forward all those names to the minister. That is page two. Any more? Okay, yes.
Yeah. The chairperson, I'm not sure on the what did the committee resolve. I think I'm seeing it under bullet number two on the committee. No, thanks.
Okay, yeah, fine.
It's accommodated, yes. Oh, I was okay. Looking at the review of the Land Act, yes.
Okay. Yes, Honourable?
I'm proposing something.
Thank you. Now we're on the minutes of the 13th of October. So there was only Honorable, me and Honorable Wen. Me and my business here. Yeah. Page one, what are you? Are you fine?
Fine.
Okay. Page two. So I propose to adjourn for this minute.
Read a proposed change.
Okay. You know, that was the problem of the so. I think we are through with the minutes. I think about the meeting for this department, we are going to schedule it for next week. We are going to see the program, and then we want to check. It will all be on Wednesday, Honorable.
That was the last one.
TPA. It will be on Tuesday, whatever, because we don't want to miss you guys in this our meeting. But I understand that there's a thing that there is a new list of membership, but the one is the finance and the appropriations and already IT, isn't it? Yes. Yeah. But I didn't see it. But we are going to see if there's any. But for now, we are going to be our members, the finance and the land and environment. Are going to use those members because those members that makes us going. So I think this is the end. Is the end? Yeah, we are going to study. We are going to utilize the day whether it's on Thursday afternoon or. But because Friday it's a women and disabilities on Friday. No? After they change it. Oh. So it means that we're going to see, but we will circulate the SMSs to the members to check. to so this is the end of our meeting. Thank you very much. The meeting has been adjourned. So that's it.
That's yours. That's
yours. Well,